Hello, everybody. Andrei Khachaturian of Armenian Sports News here today, joined by two very special guests. Basically the future of Armenian wrestling. At just 10 and 11 years old, they're three-time state champs down in Florida, Mike and David Sarkisyan. How are you guys this afternoon?
Good, you?
Doing well. Thank you for coming on the show. And obviously, you guys are very accomplished at such a young age. Winning the so many awards and accolades. How did you get started in wrestling? Take us back to when you were younger. What got you into wrestling?
Well, I started wrestling when I was 4 years old. I mean, at that time, I didn't really know what wrestling was. My dad put me into it because he wrestled when he was younger. So we just started, went to like a nearby wrestling club, and we just loved it.
And what about you, David?
I started wrestling when I was 3 years old. Like he said, our dad introduced us into wrestling because he wrestled when we were little. So right when we started wrestling, we fell in love with it.
So, you guys are brothers, obviously. I have a brother too. I remember when I was a kid, we would always wrestle in the house and fight and things like that. Is that the case for you too as well?
Yeah.
Who and who wins when you guys fight?
Me.
All right, that's we'll have to have the evidence to see who's actually telling the truth there. When it comes to wrestling, who did you guys look up to? I know your dad wrestled when he was younger, but is there anyone like who fights professionally that you guys looked up to?
I looked up to Arsen Harutunyan. He's a really good
Yeah.
wrestler. We watched him. We've been watching him for a long time. I mean, he just previously got third place in Olympics.
Yeah.
So he's someone I really look up to.
Okay, and what about you, David?
I look up to Arthur Alexanyan because he won second in Olympics and also a gold medal. So yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, they're both big names. Artur Alexanyan, three-time medalist. Hopefully they'll both be at the Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. That'll be really cool to see. And your father tells me you guys are doing also gymnastics along with wrestling. How did that come about, and how has that experience been like?
It's been really like fun. It's nice to know how to do flips, get like flexible for wrestling. It's new to us, but it's super fun.
And David, what about you?
Yeah, it's fun. It helps us with our flexibility and agility. And again, it's really fun. You learn flips, and especially helps for wrestling for your flexibility.
Yeah, and yeah, I was gonna ask you that. It gymnastics kind of helps with wrestling. Does wrestling help with gymnastics?
Yeah.
How so?
Because to be like a lot of wrestlers, like you have a lot of agility. You're like more faster than someone that doesn't do wrestling, so it comes along in gymnastics.
Very interesting. And you guys on your Instagram page, for those who are watching, you can follow them at Sarkisyan underscore brothers. They have, again, pretty big following. You guys are making a lot of headlines with your success. But one thing I noticed in your bio, you had some interesting nicknames. Mike, you're the professor. David, you're the machine. How did those nicknames come about?
Well, my nickname used to be like the single leg professor because that's like my go-to move. I love doing single legs. And my like family, my dad's friends, a lot of them realize that I like thinking, like making game plans before I wrestle. So they said I have a high wrestling IQ, so they gave me professor.
Excellent. And how did you get machine, David?
Well, so it was at this tournament at Tennessee. I was beating everybody in one of the matches. The ref said, "Is this guy a machine? Because he's running over everybody."
That's incredible. Wow. And how has that been like for both of you, traveling all over the country at such a young age and participating in these tournaments?
It's super good, nice experiences. You get a lot of experience from that. Not a lot of kids get a experience traveling around the US. I'm very thankful for that.
David?
Yeah, it's very fun getting to see the like traveling the whole US, and I'm very thankful to have this opportunity.
Now, you guys are obviously getting a lot of recognition from your success in the wrestling community, but as soon as everyone sees your last name and sees ends with the YAN, they know you're Armenian. And when Armenians see other Armenians successful, they gravitate towards that and they start cheering for them. And you guys have gotten a lot of recognition from Armenians around the country. What has that been like to kind of be the face of the future of the sport of wrestling in the Armenian community?
I love making the Armenians proud. I'm super thankful that all the Armenians are supporting us. And I also like supporting the Armenians too.
And David?
Well, we're Armenians, so I'm glad to be Armenian. I'm proud to be Armenian. And thanks for the Armenian community. They're supporting us, and I'm thankful.
It's fantastic. Have you guys been to Armenia?
No, we might go this summer.
Oh, very cool. That'll be a cool experience for you guys. And you guys are both obviously very young. What is your, I guess, not your end goal, but like, what's your goal like in high school, college? What are you guys planning on, in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I really want to get into a Division One Ivy League for college, and I want to be the wrestling starter up and go and have an undefeated record.
Wow. And David.
And I want to make history in the sport of wrestling. Like I wanna make wherever I go, they know me. Like in college, I want to go to Division One, Pennsylvania, Penn State, and I want to make a name.
Wow, those are very great goals, and they're definitely, you guys keep working hard, you'll get there. Now, tell me your ultimate goal, down the future. You become a father one day, a grandfather. What do you want to be remembered as in your athletic career? I know this is a I don't even know what I'm going to do tomorrow, let alone 30 years from now. But what's your ultimate goal? What do you want to be remembered as?
I want to be remembered as like the strong Armenian wrestler that made the Armenians proud. I want to be known in history so people can talk about me, even when I'll retire from wrestling.
And David?
I want people to know who I am wherever I go. Like I want to win Olympics and then go into the UFC and make all the Armenians proud, and again, just make history and everybody will know me.
And yeah, I was going to ask you guys about the Olympics. That's definitely a goal for both of you, yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And does it help kind of having you guys to support each other throughout this journey? Like, maybe some days you guys are having one of you guys is having a bad day, the other brother picks each other up. How does that dynamic work?
It works really well. I mean, like, it's not a lot of kids have their own like siblings they can wrestle with, train with. So I'm thankful that I have my brother where I can always wrestle with whenever I want to.
And David?
Yeah, I'm very thankful to have my brother, because if I was the only child, I mean, who would I wrestle with? But I have him to wrestle with, where other people are just sitting on the couch and relaxing, we're training.
And where do you guys, when you guys wrestle each other, is it kind of at home? You guys move the couches, or is it you guys go to a gym, or how does that work out?
Well, we go to a club, but we also have a gym in our garage. We have a wrestling mat and a built-in gym, so we train there.
Yeah, your father has been super supportive of you guys. What do you guys have to say about, his efforts throughout your, young career so far?
I'm super thankful that my father puts in his time, dedication, and spends lots of money on us so we can travel and get better. And I wouldn't be this good without him.
That's awesome. And David?
Yeah, I'm thankful for my father, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be at this level. And I'm very thankful for him, because other kids don't have these opportunities.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Mike and David Sarkisian, they are only 10 and 11 years old, 11 and 10 years old. But when you hear them speak, it's like they're adults already. They're very well versed. They have a bright future in the sport of wrestling and maybe even gymnastics as well. We're excited to keep track of them down the road. Mike and David, thank you so much for taking the time and joining. the ASN podcast today, and we are very much looking forward to seeing what happens next in your career.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for
so
having
much for
us.
having us. We appreciate it.
Great.
And thank you for making Armenians all over the world proud. That's very important.